We are joined right now by a cornerback for the New York Jets. He is on the phones. He was selected fourth overall in this year's draft out of Cincinnati. He had an incredible rookie year, a Pro Bowler last year, as well as a first-team All-Pro, one of three finalists for the NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year. He finished the season with 75 tackles, a couple of INTs, and a league-high 20 passes defended. He appears today courtesy of Tums. He is Sauce Gardner. Sauce, good to have you on. How are you?
Yes, sir. Hey, great to be here, man. Appreciate you for having me on. I'm great. How you doing?
Good, dude. Good. Yes, sir. Great to hear your voice. Listen, I understand that nothing is easy about transitioning from college ball to the NFL, but, man, you made it look that way. You're the one who was actually in it. So tell me, how did that first year feel to you in the league, and what were some of your biggest takeaways?
Man, it felt great, you know, but got to give huge credit to my coaches and especially my teammates. The veterans, the ones who've been in this league, because they just made my job way easier. You know what I mean? They gave me all the nuggets that I needed. They told me everything, the ins and outs of the league in terms of like the games and the competition and everything like that. And the main thing they always just told me, just be myself, because myself is good enough. So, you know, that helped me have an outstanding season. You know what I mean? I still have a lot of stuff that I could have did better for sure, but I would say that was the main thing that one of my biggest takeaways is, you know, you're not too young to lead. You know, I came in as a rookie and I tried to lead as much as I could. You know, anything that I seen, I always said something about it. You know, because I know everyone held me to a high standard, and I try to do the same for everybody else as well.
Sauce Gardner joining us. I'm so glad you mentioned some of the vets. I wanted to ask you about one of the vets. I want to ask you about a guy that I absolutely love. Now, people who know about DJ Reed. I love this dude. I love him as a player. I love him as a guy. What was it like to share the defensive backfield with him? And then how much did he help you as a pro and to have a vet like that with you?
Man, it was great, man, since day one. You know, he always told me he didn't want any gray in the defense. You know, so he helped me eliminate as much gray as I could, you know. He just led by example, and he was a vocal leader as well. You know, man, I couldn't ask anything better than that. You know, he put everything on tape. He took care of his body. Everything that he did, I always watched, and it just helped me. So everything y'all see me doing is a direct reflection of what DJ did.
I love that. I love that. Sauce Gardner joining us. You mentioned your coaches right off the very top. You know, I love Robert Saleh because I'm in the business of pushing content. And dude gives me lots of things to talk about. And I mean that in a positive sense. Whether he's keeping receipts or he's talking about the process and comparing it to instant coffee, he's got my attention because I like that intensity. What's he like to play for? And then how much does the team feed off of his energy?
First of all, he's from Michigan, man. So, you know, I'm from Detroit. So, like, we clicked immediately as soon as I met him. So that's a plus right there. And also, man, he just bring that energy. Like you said, he give you the content, the good content. He bring that energy, man. Like when I'm making a play or if it's one of my brothers, my teammates making the play or plays, he's celebrating it as well. Like we always put stuff up in the team meeting room. Him, he on the field jumping up and down. Like, you know, that's the type of energy that we love, you know, especially having a lot of young talent. He loves saying stuff like that. So, yeah, and he's real genuine, man. You know, I love being around people who are genuine, you know, because I feel like I'm a genuine person myself. So he's extremely genuine, and he know a lot about defense. So I love having defensive head coaches.
That's what you want, right? You want somebody who can help you get better, and you want somebody who's real and genuine and will shoot you straight. You are partnering with Tums this week. What are you doing, Sauce, with those folks?
All right, so, you know, I got the nickname Sauce, so I love being very competitive, you know, on game day. And Tums, they coming out with a word-guessing game. It's called Tums Wordy for this year's big game. So when they hit me up about it, I was all in because I'm a competitor. I love to compete, and that's something that I can compete in.
I actually love that. Love the nickname. Love the partnership. Love that that's the way you're approaching it. Really quickly, when you look at Sunday's matchup, what do you make of the job that Darius Slay and James Bradberry have done this season? What do you like about that pairing?
Man, they like that. You know, those couple guys that me and DJ always talked about, you know, this season, like, they are solid. They're a solid cornerback panel. Solid cornerback duo for sure, man. It's hard to throw on them. You can't just look at one and be like, all right, he's doing this, so I'm going to throw it the other one. It's hard to throw on their defense in general, but especially them two. You know, they're elite for real.
They are for real. Sauce, I appreciate you. I've been wanting to talk to you. Great to have you on the show, man. Would have been even better if I could see you here, but I'm going to take what I can get from you, Sauce. Really good to have you, man. Thanks so much.
Appreciate you for having me.
Appreciate you. Sauce Gardner, he's a star, already a star after only 1 year. And he did something that had not been done since Ronnie Lott did it, and that was make a first-team All-Pro as a rookie. Really unusual stuff.